Do you ever wonder what's happening behind the scenes of the multi-trillion dollar fashion industry? In the new podcast, Fashion People, Puck correspondent and 20-year fashion veteran Lauren Sherman and a rotating cast of industry insiders discuss what fashion people are really talking about behind the scenes of the star-studded business, from creative director switcheroos to M&A drama, DTC downfalls, and Met Gala mishaps. Fashion People, a presentation of Odyssey in partnership with Puck, is available now wherever you get your podcasts. Make Me Smart is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where? Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Is that Charlton?
No, it's only 10 seconds, Charlton Thorpe. If extra? You start the music and we, you know, decide to participate.
Do you have an extra producer?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's going to be somebody else on the other end of the phone when we get to half full, half empty.
I'm half full on
I
that.
Don't know. We got to put a camera on him. Hey everybody, I'm Connor Rosdahl. Welcome back to Make Me Smart, making today make sense every doggone day, except weekends.
Except weekends, because we can't be bothered. I'm Molly Wood. It's Happy Hour Friday, also known. Weekends don't have to make sense.
You said that out loud?
Yes. Weekends do not have to make sense. I'm not going to try to translate that. That's when we stop thinking about it. Economics on Tap is what we do on Friday. We just all get together and have a tasty beverage of our choice. There is a YouTube live stream. If you're just joining us, yep. You could probably find that on Twitter or our show page. There is a Discord. Yep. The YouTube live stream, I can tell you, is all in on whale vomit right now.
Yep. Got the audio up, so that's good.
Delightful to see. And then, I don't know, what else has happened? They have the audio up. Oh, yeah, I can mute that one. We won't hear anything. Anyway, what do you have? What are you drinking?
Serious people. Oh, I'm drinking from the Golden Road Brewery right here in Los Angeles, a hazy LA IPA. Golden Road, if you're a regular Marketplace listener, you might remember like 5-6 years ago, I did a thing in their new brewery run by a woman at the time, which was super cool. They make good beers. Now they are part of, I think it's AB InBev. But anyway, good local beer, LA beer. There you go.
Seems
you?
Like kind of everything.
I heard the cork pop
part
a little
of AB
while ago.
InBev.
Yeah.
So it was my birthday and I got a bunch of different good bourbons. So I'm having some bourbon today. This one is Uncle Nearest, 1856.
She brought the bottle, people.
I brought the bottle so you could see it because it's really cool. Handmade in Tennessee. And there's a whole backstory about how Uncle Nearest is named after a guy whose first name was Nearest, who was like apparently a master distiller who was a freed slave in Tennessee and didn't get credit for teaching
cool.
a lot of distillers in Tennessee how to make whiskey and bourbon. So my friend Sarah, who came up with a really good stocktail recipe, also got me this because that girl knows how to cocktail.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, let me just interject two here from the comments on the live stream. Number one, Tony Lazzaroni. Whoa, is Kai drinking an IPA? Surprise face. Yes, I am, Tony. Thanks for coming to the show. Also, Debbie Donovan, did Kai get a haircut but not a shave? That is true. I got my first actual professional haircut in a year and a half. My wife has been doing yeoman's work, but I went back to Martha yesterday. It was very good to see her. Yeah, got a real haircut.
Aww.
Yeah, and I did not shave. I'm so torn because I don't look good with facial hair, but I'm digging this slightly scruffy look. I don't know what that's all about.
It's not terrible.
Here it is without the microphone. Yeah, I don't hate it.
Yeah. It's sporty.
I don't hate it.
You know what? It's summer. Just rock it. I'm loving it. Kristen Schroeder says, shot Jack Daniels. I do have, for those who are asking in the live chat, and then we will get to the show, for those of you who are not watching this live and are kind of confused about what's happening as you listen to this on-demand podcast later, I do have my little fridge. And we're going to do a brief unboxing of my new office fridge, which was Kai Rizdahl's great idea after the show.
Thank
because
you.
It's kind of a funny
Thank
little
you.
Thing. I haven't opened it yet, but it holds like 6 cans. It's adorable.
All right.
It's adorable.
Perfect. All right. So shall we proceed?
Let's do it.
Okay.
News.
Well, okay.
Not yet.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Charlton Thorpe is driving. Clearly, it's been a while since he's been driving on a Friday, because that's about like 6 or 8 minutes too early. So, Charlton, just re-rack it, and we'll do it all over again, pal.
First, we're going to go to the news. Let's get to the fun part.
That's right. That's right. Where is True Joss at? Okay. So, quickly, I guess, we'll go through the news. I want to point out that this has been an insane week for AMC. It's been an insane couple of weeks. So the nearly bankrupt movie theater chain, which like just during the pandemic, obviously nobody's going to the movies. It became one of the Reddit Wall Street Bets favorite stocks along with GameStop. GameStop actually is like paltry in comparison now because AMC stock is up like 2,400% in a year, which is number one, insane, but also B, if you're running that company, a money-making opportunity. And that is exactly what Adam Aron, the CEO of AMC, has done. Just yesterday, or maybe it was Wednesday, I forget, they issued stock in an at-market offering and raised $587 million. The great part about it was that they did it with a prospectus that said, in essence, I'm paraphrasing, but only a little bit, please do not buy this stock unless you can afford to lose everything because it is cray-cray out there. And that's just, that was in an actual SEC filing, and that's bananas. But anyway, article in the Wall Street Journal about Adam Aron, the CEO of AMC. It's a great look into meme stocks, what they mean for companies, whether they're actually going to become like real things that are happening. I mean, AMC is a legit theater company, right? And it's got movie theaters that are open and people are coming back. Just, it's really interesting what's going on.
And what I love about this is that this CEO, Adam Aron, has basically said, I love my people. I love my meme stock buyers. If they come in and show me that they're an individual investor, they will get a free tub of popcorn, a roughly $127 value. Popcorn is very expensive at the movie theater. But it's so, and they have capitalized on this in an actual business way to a degree, which we've already talked about this week, I think, during the craziness that GameStop totally hasn't. So, like, bravo, Adam Aron, for totally understanding how to use this moment to show that you are, in fact, good at business,
100%.
Which I kind of love.
More power to.
Yeah.
More power to.
And returning power to the retail investor is all these investors ever wanted, too, which I kind of love.
Yep.
Love everything about it.
Absolutely.
So
Absolutely.
Great. Can't so wait to go buy $127 popcorn at one of these movies in the future. All we did today was talk about Facebook, but I'm going to raise a couple of other Facebook issues. In case you missed it, and I suspect you did not, maybe you just haven't heard Marketplace yet in your neck of the woods. Kai and I talked a little bit about Facebook deciding to essentially ban Donald Trump for another 2 years in hopes that, you know, once we scooch on past the midterms, things will calm down a little bit, or maybe there will be like a rule for them to follow. But I do have some other follow-ups on Facebook. One is that although it is very unlikely that there are going to be any rules forged in the United States anytime soon, given our divided Congress and the divided GOP, actually, even on the topic of tech enforcement, Europe is still plowing straight ahead. And just today opened a formal antitrust investigation, the European Union and the UK, opened formal antitrust investigations into its classified ads service Marketplace, not to be confused with our suite of programs. And they also said that they might look into the dating app, but primarily whether they use this Marketplace online store, which is kind of like eBay or Nextdoor, to basically, you know, get data from advertisers who buy ads in order to give illegal advantages to its own services. So all of the real scrutiny on Facebook is coming from Europe, all while Facebook, as it makes these decisions about, for example, whether, you know, world leaders will be allowed on its service, says over and over, including in its statement today about deciding to continue its ban, quote, Facebook shouldn't be making so many decisions about content by ourselves. We continue to call for thoughtful regulation. Yes. That sigh, I am almost certain, reflects exactly what I'm thinking. Just roll with it. Yeah. Let it out.
Okay.
Because I agree already.
Yeah. I just can't.
You spent 15 years building an unimaginable amount of power over global discourse.
That's stunning. Stunning the amount of power he has.
And you have the cojones to sit there. If I say it in Spanish, it's not so bad. No, it's still bad. Anyway.
That's correct. That is correct. Yes.
You will sit there with a straight face and say over and over and over again in your press release, like, there are lots of things that I don't want to have to, that I wish I didn't have to do by myself. That would be so great if there were so many things I didn't have to take on by myself. Right. But I am an adult in this world, and no one is going to do it for me. Facebook is one of the most powerful corporations the world has ever seen, and it needs to figure itself out.
Oh, my God. So you actually said, I'm an adult in this world, and there are things I have to do by myself. And look, I've never met Mark Zuckerberg. I wouldn't know him from Adam. Well, that's not true. I would know him if he came up to me on the street. But it's really interesting. He's not adulting in running this company. That's what's happening.
It's just a punt. And to say we shouldn't have to make these decisions by ourselves is absolutely absurd. Your shareholders would not say, you know, if you were saying this on any other topic, what kind of leader would you be?
Yeah.
Like, sorry, buddy, you're the CEO. In fact, you have all the power at this company. By every account, you have consolidated power.
Literally all the power.
Like, Mark Zuckerberg has consolidated power to a degree that almost no other CEO has, and then has all of this influence over global discourse. So I'm sorry, you attempted to punt this decision to the Facebook Oversight Board, which rightfully punted it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Figure it out. Like, figure it out, because this sort of milquetoast thing is not going to work. And I think that they must know as well as we do that calling for appropriate regulation in this space from the United States Congress is tilting at windmills. But you don't abdicate then.
Right. But they're banking on the Congress not being able to figure – Congress can't agree on what day it is, right, let alone – how to regulate this incredibly significant and powerful and important part of our society. Not just Facebook, but, I mean, all of them. Anyway.
And it's part and parcel. And I believe me, I have said and I will continue to say over and over that, yes, giving a private company the keys to determining what we see and don't see online is real and worthy of questioning. But I think we're past the point, again, we are past the point where it's like, this is just about what somebody posts. It's about what Facebook amplifies. All of the parts of the Facebook Oversight Board recommendations that had to do with amplification have been essentially ignored or downplayed. Yep. Facebook didn't answer any questions about that. You can say whatever you want. You do not have a right to have that like broadcast far and wide by algorithms that think like people might like to fight about this and then they'll watch more ads.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Facebook business model, as delivered by Molly Wood. Right? That's what that was.
That's exactly all right. Totally was. Okay. Now that I'm done being mad.
All right. Now, Charlton, you can push that.
Now, button. Charlton, let's play a game.
There we go. Awesome. All right, this is one of those times when I'm not sure who's going to be on the other end of the phone here. This is Half Full, Half Empty, our predictions on things that I think Drew Johnstadt is going to throw at us. I mean, I saw Drew in the studio an hour ago.
He's there, I heard him. Town,
but let me tell you, my heart sank earlier when that music came in. I was like, I'm not ready. Okay, so there's a disconnect between the feelings of employers and employees on remote work. And I don't really know how this is a half full, half empty.
Where's the half full, half empty? All right, Drew, come on, adapt. Think on the fly. Give us a half full, half empty out of that. Let's go. That's why you get the big bucks, pal.
On people wanting to go back to work?
Empty on? People want to go back to work? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Are we half full or half empty?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, yes. Totally. Yes.
All right, Molly, you go first.
Oh, but I don't mean to imply that I am half full on that. I am definitely half empty on that.
Yeah.
Like, there was that great Bloomberg piece that was going around that said that millennials are just straight up quitting their jobs when their employers are like, you have to come back to the office. And they're like, no, thank you. And all of the industries that are having trouble hiring people because no child care. There was a great tweet the other day that somebody added me that said, I don't understand why companies are not out here rioting for universal childcare. It is the single biggest blocker to people going back to work, let alone, you know, the many stories Marketplace has done about how, like, you don't want to be spit on by somebody who's like, I'm not wearing a mask.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm half full on if people want to go back to work, they can go back to work. But I'm half empty on forced repatriation, as it were, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, that's not going to work either. The thing where you cancel the benefits to try to force people back to work? Like, nope. No.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Give me a break. By the way, I would just like to point out that Skate Wing posted a really dreamy photo of Drew Jostad in the Discord, if you're not already in the Discord. So, Drew, you can run, but you can't hide.
What is going on?
Well, it's going to go on the show.
Okay, what's our next topic?
It's going to go on the show.
Are you half full or half empty on Coachella?
All right, look, I'm an old fart. I'm half empty.
Can I have a little context? Is the question on whether it's going to happen?
So tickets went on sale today and sold out by 2:30 p.m.
It's definitely going to happen. People are going to go. It's going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm. Heaven help us.
It's taking place next April.
Oh, it's next April? It's fine. It's next April. It's outside.
Yeah,
get after it, kids. Get your festival wear. Go just be as annoying as you possibly can. Influence away, children. I'm excited for you.
Yep. Totally. Totally.
What else you got?
Okay, half full or half empty on the continued legality of alcohol to go.
I mean, I'm sorry. That is such good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm half full. I'm all the way full. As I sit here drinking a beer on a Friday afternoon. Of course I'm full.
Yeah. That was such a weird Puritan rule anyway. It's like you can drink it here and then drive home.
Oh, I know.
Or
I wonder what's going on in the states with blue laws, right?
To your house. Exactly. Yeah. Like there are so many good innovations, and that is one of them. It's a way for restaurants to make money, and frankly, it's safer.
Yep. This is very funny. The live chat is all full. They're just full.
Right? Everyone loves it. It's so great.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Wow! That is a fast moving chat. Yep.
Woo. Right. It just even Kansas says Marilyn Baker made it legal. Even Kansas.
Wow. Meanwhile, evidently, L.A. has drive-through margarita places.
I didn't know. Megan O'Hare.
Fascinating. All right. What's next? Keep it coming.
Right. Okay. National Donut Day is today.
Oh, you know.
Huh.
I'm not opposed to a good donut every now and then. I like an old-fashioned, sometimes a chocolate old-fashioned. But the proliferation of days... Like, I saw a thing for National Hug Your Cat Day the other day. I'm over that.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Just saying.
Also, if I find out at 3:47 p.m. that it's National Donut Day, which is too late for me to order it for breakfast, that's no help.
Oh, jeez.
That's no help. Like, if you're going to have a day, you need to telegraph your day and email me a coupon, and then I'll get my donuts.
Right.
Otherwise, your Hallmark planning didn't even work.
I'm sorry. You've missed the window for Molly's National Donut Day. Please try again.
That's it. I'm not having a donut after 4. It's not happening.
Yes.
Half empty.
Okay, bonus donut topic. How do you spell donut? With the UGH or no?
Oh,
what a good question. This is going to get a lot of
really
responses.
Good
There's
one.
Going to be a lot of thoughts. I'm going to lean in here and say D-O-N-U-T, donut.
I'm outing
Come on,
myself
take a stand.
As a pedant.
Jesus. Count
no,
me up.
I'm
Count
I'm
up,
just embarrassed you? Because I'm outing myself as a pedant. I totally spell it O-U-G-H. I know, I'm so fussy. So fussy.
You are. You are. Yep. Also, the YouTube chat is with me by like miles. Well, late entries for you, but mostly with me.
There's some love in the Discord for proper spelling.
Some.
I do. I always spell it right. That is so annoying. Luckily, Erica Phillips and Donna Tam are with me on this. The producers agree. Rules, Kai. Rules matter. Not every rule, not all the time, but certainly spelling rules when you feel like it.
Fair enough.
And that there is my philosophy on life, basically.
Fair enough.
All right, that's it for me.
Is that it?
Are you done?
That's it for Drew. Right.
Well, there we go. Charlton Thorpe figuring it out right at the end of the cast. There we go.
Spelling is just a construct.
That's right. Oh, man. We're gonna just do a podcast about just reading the comments on this live stream. All right. Anyway, with that, I believe we are done for today. Anyway, we're back Monday. On Tuesday, just to give you a little heads up, we're doing a deep dive into ransomware and cyber attacks and all of that. Why it's happening, what it means for the future of this economy, and honestly, our security, national security, because that's what the issue is. Questions, thoughts about that, or anything else, and I mean that, anything else, your answer to the Make Me Smart question, what I had for lunch today, you know, take your pick, whatever. Make Me Smart at marketplace.org, voicemails, emails. We're going to set up a voicemail box, and you guys can just do it that way. Oh, surprise, Donatan, we're setting up a voicemail box. So there we go.
Then you can call us from the car.
That's right. That's right.
So much safer. Make Me Smart is produced and directed by Marissa Cabrera. I mean, God love them. They try their best back there, but we are just...
They do.
Out of control. Tony Wagner is our digital producer. Our video producer is Stephen Beyond. Big shout out to our social media intern, Emily McCune, making all the friends in the Discord. It is her last day with us, and I think we can agree.
Oh, my God.
She crushed it. I know. Hopefully, we'll still see you in the chat, Emily. Erica Phillips writes our newsletters, our Make Me Smart explainers, and spells things correctly.
So here's a random thing from the chat. Thomas D says, a good weekend to learn MMT. And I'm like, did we talk about money and monetary theory? I don't even know.
We did.
Charlton Thorpe engineered today, foibles and all. Mentality and Daniel Ramirez composed our theme music. Sorry. Donna Tam is the senior producer, the executive director of On Demand. Oh, come on. I've known Charlton for like 20 years. Shut up.
That's right. He just cut
Storm
you off.
Rives
he just
is in
gave
charge
you the
of
hook.
This whole smash. How she has her job still with us doing what we do is just beyond me. But anyway.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.